the Machruchova Shalir. The people in the city who sold the main street of the city. Now, we're talking about a street where they davened on Tanesim, so there was some minimal degree of Kedusha attached to the street of the central street of the city. Otherwise, there'd be no issue. But it said since there was a minimal degree of kedusha attached to it, because they used to dive in there on fast days, locally with the mayor, basic Knesset, you need the money, use the money to upgrade to a shul. Basic Knesset, if you sold a shul, need to upgrade Lochim Teva to buy a box, and this box is probably the box in which they leaned. That's what it is. Teva, they sold the bima, the teva. Lochim mitpachos, they would take mantlach, which are wrappings for Sefer Torah. Mitpachos, if they sold the wrappings, lochim sfarim, they would buy sfarim themselves. Sfarim, lochim Torah, they would buy, if they sold sfarim, which could be any time, which be neviim uksuvim, they would buy a Torah. Avli machru Torah, that's only, you can only escalate. You can't can't go down. What's the word?
The other way
is desolate or something. I forget what the word is. No, there's a word for it. Decelerate. You can't decelerate. Avli machru Torah, escalate and decelerate. Avli machru Torah, if you could sold the Torah, lo yichud sfarim, you cannot buy sfarim, nach. Sfarim, you sold nach, lo yichu mitpachos, you cannot buy matlach, mitpachos, matlach, lo yichu teva, you can't buy bima, teva, bima, lo yichu basic nesis, you can't buy a shul, basic nesis, the board of shul, lo yichu sarachov, sold the soul of shul, lo yichu zarachov, you cannot buy a street, v'chema mosreim. And if you have excess money, let's say, left over after you bought the intended object, you can't use it for one of the lower things. You still have to leave it for the higher purpose. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's why, for example, this is a very much local mitzvah. When you sell a shul, you can't just take the money, though there are obviously loopholes to all these halachas, but theoretically, when you sell a shul, because the neighbor changed, you can't just give the money to, you know, whoever the last member is, because it really has kedusha to it. It has to go to some higher purpose, you know, either to another shul or up, right? Unfortunately, as I said, there are abuses of the system, but that's really how the way it's supposed to work, all right? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, this are missions like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, on my Rechova Shalia, the central street of the city, Yesh lo Kedusha has sanctity, Shekei Motzi in Sefer Torah, they take a Sefer Torah, Bekoim Baram, and they lay in public on a Tainus. Says, Baram, however, Kirabonon, the Rabbanon hold that it has no Kedusha. Hi, they dive in there. So we gave it a minimal. I don't know exactly how to categorize it. This is even a lower degree of kedusha. What is that? So keherchik arba amos. They made it like something you have to distance yourself from arba amos. Like, what do we mean by that? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav Shmuel bar Chalap b'shem Rav Ada bar Achua said, "I'm spal lo yoruk at shihalik arba amos." It says if you dive in somewhere, you shouldn't. You shouldn't spit until you've walked 4 amos away from that place. So too, you're not supposed to spit within 4 amos of the place where they dive in and lane on a tinus. But it doesn't have any kedusha. In other words, you can sell that street and use the money you realize for anything you want. And so they argue, and Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi, there's Rabban, and they say there's no kedusha to the street. Vice versa, Rabbi Rabun, b'chein roking, somebody who spits, I spala jalik arba'amus, you should distance himself 4 amos from where he spit until before he dies.
What about people that say Elena would spit?
Well, they're I'm shocked that you put that on tape. But,
say who does it?
I don't know, it's a reprehensible practice, I think. Obviously they have some corporate, but. Okay. Tiny, we learned. You know, can I ask you to turn the fan, please?
What do they
stick
for?
Shame
Stockman? Shame
Stockman.
Yeah,
right. They go. You just pull the string.
Just pull the string?
Yeah. The same thing.
But
they go like this, and they spit on the floor, and they ground it into. Tiny, we learned. It's kind of revolting whenever I see it. Tiny, Mispah, Loyatil, Mime. But somebody who davens should not urinate atchialich arba amos. In other words, you shouldn't go right. You know, some people say right as they're saying a later, they're running into the bathroom. No, you have to wait. So after you finish a later, you wait the amount of time it takes to go 4 amos, and then you go to the bathroom, right? And vice versa, if somebody urinated, I spal atchialich arba amos, you shouldn't daven until he walks 4 amos. In both cases, you do not have to physically walk the 4 amos. If you look at the shock, they shilu 4 amos. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, which is a couple of seconds. Okay, so you have to wait a couple of seconds before you after you daven before you spit. When you spit before you daven, have to urinate before you daven. When you when you daven after you urinate, all these things has to be hafsek. This is halacha mice. You never heard this before?
No. What I'm surprised is that it was that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha found it necessary to say.
Oh, it was. You mean it was obvious?
Yeah.
No, it's not obvious because we said before by the chova shalir, it's literal. I mean, there we said sort of, so yes, it's not obvious. I mean, you're right. To me, it was obvious too, but maybe it's not.
Okay.
We'll say when you leave Eretz Israel, when you go there, you have Taliyah, when you go away,
it's Yerida.
Yerida, which means?
Going down.
Okay.
So, says the Gemara, Im Oimer At, top of Chav Gimelav. Imam Rat Achyalik Arba Amos Ye Osir. If you're going to say that literally has to go mean that you walk away 4 amos, so then Afani Oimer Echot Bavi Tilshop. Who said, you know, there's nowhere you're necessarily going to go, whereas you're not going to be within 4 amos of somebody who spit once upon a time. So therefore, obviously, there might be spittle or urine anywhere you go. So therefore, what it means is you have to wait the amount of time after you spit or after you urinate or vice versa, which takes, but not literally took for a place where nobody ever urinated or spit before. Okay, by Shnoi, the people of Baishon. Shalom Rabbi Ami, that's Rabbi Ami. Ma'ali kach avonim beis knesset zu. Can we take stones from this shul of this shul, leave those beis knesset acheres? Now this is clear that it's talking about a shul which was destroyed. Can you take the stones from the destroyed shul and build a new shul? Say you take from a shul which destroyed in Germany.
It's a lateral transfer.
That's what you think, right?
Actually, isn't there a Gemara somewhere that says the people of Gola went and built a shul called Shof Yosef in Bavel?
Yeah.
Stones of a shul in Eretz Yisrael?
I remember the base class of Shof Yosef, but I remember that they built it from stone in Eretz Yisrael.
From the stones of a shul in Eretz Yisrael.
I don't remember such a thing, but he answers it. Amr alone, he said, Osir. Said to them, it's Osir. Amr al-Khabba said, Lo Osir, Yami al-Minei Agamas Nefesh. You should know it's not Osir Mikra Din. The very beginning of Baba Basra says, you're not allowed to destroy one shul unless you have another shul ready standing. Right? But if one shul is ready, if another shul is ready standing, you're allowed to destroy the first shul. Right? And even if you have a place or to daven which is not a shul, but in any event, there's no din which prevents you from taking the stones of one shul and using to build another shul. But he's saying that way you're never going to rebuild the first shul. We rather would have you confronted with those stones. Maybe there's a chance someday you'll rebuild that shul in that spot. Otherwise, the shul will be forgotten, the place will be forgotten, and after it was once a shul, so therefore he's not asring mikra din. He's asring as a chumrah in order to get them to feel upset and rebuild the shul.
Okay, so in case you started to talk about in Germany or any of
Let's say, where they have had the foresight to dismantle the shuls on the west side, or any other decaying neighborhood, they couldn't move them because there ain't nobody going back, right? Agmas Nefesh is shy. Let's say if a shul in a Jewish neighborhood falls down, so then Agmas Nefesh is shy that, you know, not, but obviously in these situations it's not relevant. Okay? That's what I think. That's the Pshat in Gemara. We'll see later on. I think it'll be clear that that's the case. Rabbi Gruen Amar, Rabbi Gruen said, Mugdaloi. the people of Magdala, Shalom Rav Shimon Lok Shasar Shalok Shmalik Achavani Meir Zuvlim Nos Bira Acheres. This is talking about, interestingly, Shai Teresetzel gives a beautiful shot. He says, no, about an Eretz Yisrael. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, what happens if you have, let's say, the stones of building fell down in let's say, Tveria. Okay, you take the stones and rebuild them in Migdal, which is a nearby city, or vice versa. So he says, it's Osir. Amalan Osir. Why? Because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, says the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael. Because in essence, it's the you're going to, what you did is, there's now a spot which was once housed by Jews in Tveria, which is no longer there. And you're taking the stones and moving them to Migdal, that's nice. But if you leave the stones there in Tveria, maybe someday you'll come and rebuild now this is not relevant to, let's say, a case like Yamit. Right, because in Yamit they weren't going back. Right, there was no hope of that.
So you're saying when they have the earthquake, you just leave the stones.
You leave the stones, maybe they'll rebuild in that spot. Right, okay. In Tzfas, they're still. It's amazing. It's an earthquake. I think it was in the early 19th century,
yeah.
But there's still heaps of rubble all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't they rebuilding?
Because they're poor. Well, the Israeli government doesn't give them any money.
What did Rav Gurion have a son?
I don't know. Good question.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
I'm alone. Holy Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said, "I feel me mizrachel my rava aser. Even from the east side of the city to the west side of the city is forbidden. Nechorban aser markum, because that side of the city is becoming desolate. You know, the changing neighborhood. That's no good. Malikar beis agnes likach beis medish. Can you sell the shul and buy a beis medish? Milsa that Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Shari." Rabbi Shulman Levi seems to indicate that it's mutter. The Amr Rabbi Shulman Levi said, "Vayistrof his Beis Hashem." He burnt down the Beis Hamikdash, the house of God. This is talking about to Melachim. Of course, it's talking about destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, but we're going to dash it about the second Beis Hamikdash as well. Vayistrof his Beis Hashem is a Beis Hamikdash. But the Beis Hamikdash, the house of kings, the Paltin Shul Tzidkio, the palace of Tzidkio, the one of the last kings of Yehuda. There's Kobate Yushlaim, all the house of Yushlaim, Elu. These were our Bamil Shmoni Bate Knesses, 480 shuls, Shayubi Yushalayim. Dar Pinchas Pinchas says, B'shem Rabbi Yoshia, our Bamil Shmonim. But they can assist the French and schools in Bushlaim. For all Achas Vachas, each every one, Hoyla Beit Sefer had a school attached to it, Sunday school. Uvais Talmud, and
attached to the Sunday school.
And they had a Beis Talmud as well. Beis Sefer is Lemikra, that's for Chumash. Beis Talmud is Lemishna. The Kulam, and this was shifting from Bais Rishon to Bais Sheni, all Aspasianus, Vespasian came and destroyed them. Chrivan, it should be. Doesn't say it, but that's what it should say. That's called bicycle starvation. The entire big house, he burned in fire. That we darshan should be Zeb Beis Medrash. Show that's the Beis Medrash. Show Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's interesting. Vespasian spared Yerushalayim, spared Yavne, excuse me, but not the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Yerushalayim, right? He spared Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Beis Medrash in Yavne, but not the one in Yerushalayim that was destroyed. Okay, Shasham, what they used to do in Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shasham ayu masnin gedulos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. There they used to tell over the greatness of Hashem. What's the greatness of Hashem? The Torah. Kigon such as Sapana Li as Kog Daros Hashoras Elisha. The wonders of Hashem, like the wonders which Elisha did, and these as a Navi, and these are the wonders of Torah.
Where's this pasuk as Beis Hagadol?
This part of the same pasuk in Melachim Beis. The thing is, I don't know how the raya is from Rabbi Shulman Levi. I guess because it says it's escalating. It says the Beis Medrash is gadol, right? The Beis HaKnesses is just called in this pasuk Bat Yerushalayim, but the Beis Medrash is called Beis HaGadol. So you see that the Beis Medrash is higher than a shul. I don't know if we passing anything. I think we passing the other way. I think we passing that you cannot sell a shul and buy a base knesses because the base medrash has less kedusha than a base knesses. I think I didn't look it up for today, but I think that we're not allowed to sell. In fact,
so
You don't have to sell.
I'm gonna call it.
What? Kol is the base of Medrash. Kol is you sell to the highest bidder.
Okay.
Says when Rabbi Shulman Nachman said, "Hota dat amar." That which you said, you can sell a shul, but based Knesset Shuyach is a shul. Maybe this is a continuation. I thought this is a separate gemara, but now looking at it, thinking it's a continuation. That which you can sell a shul to be the shul based manager is a based Knesset of a yachid, an individual shul, a private shul. I will be based Knesset Rabbi. If it's shul, the masses also, it's forbidden. Somebody from the rest of the world could have a chelik in it. So it's interesting, like, let's say this shul is owned by Mr. Davis, or Rabbi Achenstein's shul is owned by Rabbi Achenstein, or Rabbi Small's shul is owned by Rabbi Small, right? So those shuls, these people could sell. But Bnei Reuven is not owned by anybody.
Right.
It's not owned by anybody. It's a base Knesset shul rabbin. And that means really not, even if you got all the people in the city to agree, still maybe somebody from Pottsville, Lubavitch, this community, maybe they want a Davin Bnei Reuven when they come to Chicago. So they actually have a chelik in it. So it's interesting, you cannot sell a base Knesset Shel Rabbi, only a base Knesset Shel Yochid. However, there's a caveat here, which the Yerushalmi doesn't make so explicit, although later on it will, is that this is only if you don't have the Shiva Tova Yair B'Mamad Anshe Yair. If the seven aldermen together in the assembly of every all the members of the city do not gather together, then he can't sell it. In other words, the board of directors can't sell the shul. But if the entire assembly of the city, together with the seven aldermen, gather together and make such a decision, then they can sell a shul even if it's a big Knesset Shel Rabbi, which is interesting chiluk. Okay, that means it's kind of like hefker based in hefker type thing. Once the government is involved, it's different. Yes?
I was wondering about the phrase 9-2-bay earlier. Does that mean, does it actually have to be constructed? Is there has to be such a body constructed in such a way to have a Zayin Tuvah Yair, or just does it mean like the
aldermen? It does have to be specifically seven. No, but it has to be aldermen. They have to be people who were selectmen or aldermen or whatever you want to call them. It has to be a city council, actually.
Of the whole city or just of the Jewish community?
Just the Jewish community, yeah. You're talking about here, Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, it's not just about Jews.
Well, Jewish communities these days aren't organized in such a way.
Yeah, it's a problem, so we wouldn't be able to sell a shul. You would not be able to sell a shul like Bnei Reuven. You could sell the shul, the private shul, but not Bnei Reuven, not Or Torah. One of these you cannot sell because they're basically as a shul rabbi. You need to have a constituted Jewish community in order to do it.
It's rather interesting. It goes back to the Salem Mizrahi building. There's also your shul.
Yeah.
The only objection at that time is who the buyer was.
Now that's a question, the changing neighborhoods issue. It's a question, in other words, when the neighborhood has changed to such an extent that there's nobody left to dive in there. So it's an anansari. In other words, the whole thing is that maybe somebody from St. Louis will come to Chicago and want to dive in that shul. Right? But ain't nobody coming from St. Louis to dive in at Chevron Mishnah Gemara on Douglas Boulevard. Right, they're all davening in Chevron Mishnah, maybe Chevron Mishnah Gemara on California. Even that, right, we miss the book, but definitely not Chevron Mishnah over there. That's why it's a church, I guess. Even though that's also for other reasons. Okay. You guys should come down one Tisha B'Av and take the tour when we go. It's fascinating. What?
It was filled
last Tisha B'Av? The ghosts are heavy in the air. All right. It's actually ironic because this neighborhood has survived for much, much longer than the whole Lawndale neighborhood survived. Lawndale neighborhood was from the early 20s until the late 50s, and this West Riders Park has been here already, longer than that, almost 40 years. So it's interesting.
Gone down to Vine Avenue lately.
No, okay, you're right. Touche. Okay. Says go further. Vatani, and we have a riot for this. A Meister Reb Lezer, it's a kash actually. Vatayin Imler Meister Reb Lezer Reb Tzorak Shloga Beis Knesset Alexandrian. We took the Alexandrian shul. You know, they had back then also the shuls were named after the Landschaft, the Landsmannschaften, which created them. In other words, everybody named the shul after their own shtetl. So the Alexandrians, when they moved to Yerushalayim, they called their shul the Alexandrian shul, right? So he bought it, Basa Batrochav, and I guess he made a kolol there. So Alexandrian, so there, how can he buy it? So Alex says, well, Alexandria must have some shots on Alexandria's paid for it themselves, and they retained the ownership over it, and therefore was never considered to be base Knesset Shorabim. That makes sense if you build it for the purpose of a shul. Bani Lashem Chatzah, whatever you build it for the purpose of a courtyard, you know, it's a hall. V'ikdish Nei Mei Kodesh. Does that have the same status as a shul? So Mount the Shemini Medol, it's here from the Gemara in the Dharma. It says, Konam buys Hazesh any Nichnas. If I made an oath not to go into a house, Menasseh basic Nasses, and it becomes a shul, I'm allowed to enter there. Right? That's what it says there in the Dorim. Hadarma has teach us, Bani Lashem Chatzer Vikikdisha, if you build it for the purpose of a courtyard and then you made a Kodesh, Kodesh, it's Kodesh. MSI culture, when is a Kodesh Miyad? Immediately, when you designate it to be a shul, or B'shas Tashish, when you first use it for a shul. The Shemina Minadot, certain for your Osa table, a shame safer, if you make a bima for the purpose of the Sefer Torah, or Mipachos, or kerchiefs, wrappings, a shame safer, actually, Ishtamish Mem has safer, Mutal Ishtamish Mem Hedyot. Until you actually use the safer with them, you're allowed to use it for any purpose, common purpose. The Ishtamish Mem safer, once you use the safer with the kerchiefs or the wrappings, also, the commoner may not use them. So, my melech nasu shem sefer. These are made for the purpose of sefer Torah, which is a higher madrigal, and kedusha tzelibushash tashmish are only made holy at the time that they are used. Zosha bayis shem chater. Those which are used for the purpose of a courtyard, lokoshkein, is not a kavachomer that did not become kodesh until they are actually used. And the ones in the continuum this man, I just want to point out though that this in the Bible is a long sugya, in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Chesav Hazmona Milso Ein Hazmona Milso. Do you remember the sugya Hazmona Milso? Machlokas Abai and Rava, whether to designate something such as I tell the designated villain Zekel, right? Can I use it already? Is it already a villain sack, or it can still use it for my money? And there the Bible goes through a page and after we finally pass like Rava that Hazmona is Lav Milso.
But I think it's also in Sanhedrin, too.
I said Sanhedrin.
I said Sanhedrin.
Oh,
I thought you said something else.
No, so I said, but I think it is somewhere besides Sanhedrin also. Oh, but I did say Sanhedrin. So in any event, so here, Yerushalmi doesn't have, of course, Abayin Rava, just has a few lines. And it's interesting, it brings a riot from Tosefta, which I just, my cursory look in the Bible, they did not reveal. So I guess in the Bavli they were not aware of this Tosefta, which Yushami is quoting, which says quite explicitly that the bima is not kodesh until actually used for the Sefer Torah. Okay, otherwise it's going to say a blot and a half of discussion there. So Sazimar, kind of reiterating. Elush asal shem chulin. Those which are made for the purpose of chulin v'igdisha and he consecrated them mine. What's their status? Just like we said over there, by Benuya L'Shem Chatzer, you built the purpose of a Koryar V'Gdishon, you made a Kodesh Kodesha. Here too, Asal M'Shem Chulin V'Gdishon, here we made for the purpose of Chulin, then we're consecrated them Kodesh, therefore they're holy, fine. That's Chazor. But now we're taking it further. Klei Shoris, Vessel Beis HaMikdash, Me'em Asaheim Kodesh, from when do they become holy? Miyad, immediately when they're formed, when they're made, or b'shas tash, when the time to use it. Etem, or miyad, if you're going to say they become kodesh immediately prior to use nicha, that's good. However, etem, b'shas tash, mish, you're going to say at the time you use them ke'echot, as you put in a mincha, or as you put in blood, then they kodesh, then be kodesh at that time. How could that be? Kedoshim im b'shkad ke'echot, ke'echot, im kedoshim b'shkad, im b'shkad, im because you're putting in something kadosh, and at that point it becomes kadosh. How can that be? That means that it's becoming kadosh and holding something kadosh at the same time. That doesn't make any sense, right? It should have to be kadosh before you put something holy into it. But you're saying the only time it becomes holy is when you actually use it, because as modern as la milsa preparation is not designation is meaningless. So it says Gemara, a very interesting discussion here. Nicho Shel Moshe. The Kenan of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu made Kenan in the Midbar, she's Kachim Shemen HaMishko B'dam. So they were consecrated with oil, the anointing oil, and with blood of korbanos, which were sprinkled on them. So that was a consecration process which preceded their use. However, v'shel Shlomo, what about when Shlomo made came, there was no longer Shemen HaMishko. Ke'achodem Kodesh Miskachin, they become Kodesh, and were they used for Kodesh simultaneously? Says Mar, no, interesting. Because he saw us in Loretz when they came to Eretz Yisrael, I'm finding me Tokshu Moshe, the Tokshu Shlomo. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they put stuff which is already kadosh in the keli of Kelim of Moshe Rabbeinu into Shlomo's. Now I didn't explain properly the problem before. The problem is that if let's say you're taking a piece of mincha, and it only becomes kadosh when you put it in the kli shoris, right? So you have to put in the kli shoris and make a kadosh at the same time make the kli shoris kadosh, but the cause and effect is messed up. So the mincha only becomes kadosh when it's put in a kli shoris. But the kli shoris is only going to become kadosh when you put a mincha in it.
Yeah.
So what comes first, the chicken or the egg? How is it going to work?
Why can't it be simultaneous?
Now ultimately, the Gemara is going to end up with Kambi simultaneous. So right now, the brothers Gemara immensely. So the Gemara says, Moshe's came were pre-consecrated. That's the first approach. Then the Gemara says, you know what? But what about the Kelim of Shlomo, which weren't pre-consecrated? So it says, there they took some which had already become Kodesh in Moshe's Kelim and poured into Shlomo's Kelim. So it didn't have to become Kodesh umiskadesh bevasa achas. So the stuff, Mitzvah was already Kodesh, and this is just extending the Kusha further. That's okay.
What was it of Moshe's that existed for hundreds of years until...
No, the Kelim that they used in the Mishkan were from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh, okay.
Okay, until Shlomo built new ones. Fine, says Gemara. but what about Lo Yoshem Shel Moshe? What about when they didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu anymore? Kach Sing Toshim Miskachim? Do they become Kadosh and bear Kedusha at once? Says Gemara, no. But Elias Menachem, they came back from Babel. Lo Yimifayim Mitoch Shel Shlomo, Toch Shalem. They used the Kelim of Shlomo, poured stuff in the Shlomo's came. There became Kadosh, and then they poured into the Rome, which consecrated him.
They still had the Kelim.
Lo Yashem Shel Shlomo, if they didn't have Kelim of Shlomo, Ke'acha Sein Kedoshim Miskachim, then it happened simultaneously. Okay, it's all in the end of a time, but simultaneously. Avonah no shechatz from the shame mace. If you was rocks which you quarried for the purpose of a dead person, obviously to make a gravestone or such like, asuros, they are forbidden to use for anything. Asuros by no end of shame chai, they may not be, benefit may not be derived by a live person. So if you quarried stones you did not designate, some are for live people, some are for dead people. Mutaris banoi, since it wasn't designated, it's mutar banoi. Hazore clearly fnei mitosu shomets, if you throw an object at the these things are brought down and still give us mana milsa, these cases. If you throw stuff at the corpse or the buyer, you know, the stretcher holding a dead body, so then Lutoch Abraham flows within his four amos, he acquires it. Actually, it's not a true kinyan, but it becomes aser banot, right? Chutz Arvah, so it doesn't reach the Arvah Amos of the mate, mutar banot, they retain mutar banot. Kol klei beisak b'nesak, now all klei beisak b'nesak, like a shul. Safsalah, the benches, kaltura, nobody knows exactly what a kaltura is. It's either a footstool, or one other version is the bima, another version is the aron itself. In any event, it's one of the furnitures in the Beis HaKnesses, right? It's like a shul, and therefore it has all the kedusha of the shul. Kila daron, it's interesting, you know, the truth is people take tables and chairs from shuls for simchas all the time. That's not so posh. If it's part and parcel of the shul, so you can't really use it for some other purpose. It's not a simple thing. That's what it says here, because just like a shul, you can't use it for a profane purpose. If you want to borrow chairs and tables for your cocktail party, it's no good.
But for Simchas Shel Mitzvah?
For Simchas Shel Mitzvah, maybe, but not for, let's say, a Super Bowl or something. It's a toeva of that sort, so you wouldn't be able to take it with that. Okay. Okay, whatever. We have in the shul we have some rabbit foot to have a rabbit football fan. That's already reminded me of. Okay. Says Gemara, Kila Dalarona Karona. the Gemara's initial statement is that the whatever the parochas, that's the kilo, the curtain, and the aron is like the aron. However, the take out the kuf here, Rabbi Avo Yov Gusa Tchusay used to hide his coat under the parochas. Why? Because he held it's not like it, not like the aron. All right. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel said, Bima V'Levachin. The bima and the platform in front of it, Shem Shmuel's, is a platform which they stand when they're leaning. They don't have the kedusha of the aron, even though they stand in there and they use the beam when they're laning. It doesn't have kedusha of aron. Basically, it does kedusha of a shul. However, so therefore, on a bima, you can lean. Actually, I have a shiloh here in this shul. The aron, I lean on the aron because I stand next to the aron. So my heter to do that is because the aron itself is actually a safe. And the aron here is cook is that wooden box is actually an elaborate, elaborately constructed box around the safe, which is separate. And once upon a time there only was a safe. But in Achanami, an aron really has kedusha as tashmishi kedusha, and you can't use it to lean on. You can't really, the only heter we have for a bima is the bima, although it's used for the Sefer Torah, but it says here in the Yerushalmi it only has kedushas based on Knesset, the bima. And although I don't know if the Bavli agrees, I don't recall, but we hold that they're usually made out tonight, that people can lean on them. But the once happened, I was leaning on the bima here, and somebody came in and he gave me Musar. He said, what are you leaning on the bima? Because you're not allowed to, right? It's, we assume usually in a base menorah or a yeshiva, the bima's made out tonight, that people should actually lean there.
Same person that saw you without your jacket. That's what
no, it was a different person, the old person. But it just shows what you're up against. But in any event, but wouldn't happen at Skokie, I don't think.
Skokie would wonder why you're not.
Right. Oh yeah. But actually,
the
but here it sounds like it's okay because it says bimo here ain't by mishum kedusha ain't by mishum kedusha sorry mishum kedusha base haknesses the aron you can't get on off from the base haknesses you can't get on off from. So I'm not sure. Maybe though I don't know. England. It sounds like England, but it's not. It's another type of bima. We don't know exactly what it is, but some kind of bima. So so the England, ain't boy b'shul kedusha sarin again has no kedusha sarin. Yesh b'shul kedusha beis haknesses. Rabbi Yirmiya azal ligavlona. He went to see called gavlona. Chamsun he saw very interesting. Yavun bakusha. They put the bakusha is the yad, the garona. Isn't that amazing? That was a problem. They put the yad in the aron. You know what the yad is?
Yeah.
You know the pointer.
Yeah.
Right. So, but what after they have the aron is designated only for Sefer Torah. What after they put a yad inside?
You're using it for Kriyas Torah.
So what?
So it's a.
It's not a tashmish Sefer Torah. It's your tashmish.
That's a kaylin.
Can you put your laser pointer in the aron kodesh?
But isn't it like a really? It's also a tashi, sort of an adornment for the Sefer Torah.
It depends with how they what they look like. Some of them are heinous, hideous, and ugly, right? So, so he said. So Taka, why could they do that? So he says, "Us the Shol Rabbi Yankim, Us Rabbi Ami." So he said, "Aniomer." This was like similar to what I told you. Lekachi nula b'tchil. That was the time when they built Aron Kodesh. Even if it's not explicit, it's implicit that stuff like that you can put in the Aron. And the other example, of course, is the crowns, the crowns for the Sefer Torah. That you can put also inside. Yeah, but a lot of times they don't put them on the safer inside. They store them in there.
Right.
So that
below.
Store them below, right? So that's on the side, or so that's you have to say it's out tonight, because otherwise on top you could put it, but on the side. And here they store the shofar, a whole bunch of things on the bottom, the stock of pushkin. So amen. So you have to say it's made out tonight. Okay? L'kachinu Rabbi Yonah Avad Le Migdol. Rabbi Yonah made for himself a bookcase. For Asne Elovin, he made for a condition. The bookcase was Eloi, the upper shelf, the Spartan will be Sefer Torah. Aroi, the lower shelves near the ground, the money will be for clothing. It was a prosperous space. Mitbachos, if you sell game animation, you sell wrappings, lochim bohem, lochim swag, you use them to buy Sfarim. Afil mitbachos Torah. Even if you sold mitpachos of a Torah or chumashim, the five books, Lokech ben Nevim, you can use them to buy Nevim uksuvim, because Nevim uksuvim are still higher matrega than mitpachos. Svarim, however, if you sold svarim, however, lichol mitpachos, you can't buy the wrappings. Afin Nevim uksuvim, even if you sold navi, ain lochem ben mitpachos, you can't use it to buy wrappings. Torah v'chumashim, you can't buy even to buy the wrappings of Torah Chumashim. Now, Korchim Torah made Pachos Torah. You wrap a Torah with wrappings of a Torah. Chumashim, the five books of Moses, when they're written separately, made Pachos Chumashim with wrappings of a Chumash. Nevi'im made Pachos Nevi'im, Nevi'im with wrappings of Nevi'im. Torah of Chumashim made Pachos and Nevi'im. So when you also wrap.
We're talking about wrappings.
No, like our mantles.
Oh.
Okay, that's a wrapping.
So you take it, when it says wrappings of Chumashim, I can't visualize it, the phrase.
Their Chumashim were made five scrolls.
Okay, so they have five scrolls. But it says you can wrap a scroll with the Chumash?
No, wrap a scroll, or a Torah, Sefer, or Chumash with a wrapping made for a Navi. But not a wrapping made for a Chumash or Torah may be used to wrap a Navi. Okay? Avalon of being sumi being pachos Torah Chumashim. Knows the Torah God be Torah, can put a Torah on top of a Torah, Vachumashim God be Chumashim, Vachumashim on top of a Chumash. Vator of a Chumashim and a Torah, and a Chumash of God be being sumi, and a Torah Chumash and a Navi in Ksumim. Avalon of being sumi, but not a Navi in Ksumim, a God be Torah Chumashim on top of Torah Chumashim.
That's only by when it's handwritten.
Yeah. But where Makbid, you usually put Chumashim on top. In other words, if everything was handwritten, you really have to do hierarchies. But since everything is printed, we're not so Makbid. But we still are Makbid to put Chumashim on top. Not Mikra at the end, but, you know, it's a Chumra. Okay? That's, I saw that once years ago in the River of Ephraim. In the name of Reb David Feinstein, I believe, brings it down. Okay?
And what about a sitter?
No, not Makbid on sitter.
And what goes on top? A sitter on top of a Chumash?
No, Chumash top of a sitter. Mm-hmm. Unless the sitter is handwritten, because handwritten has more Kedushin than anything. But that's
so
unlikely.
Are you saying there is such a hierarchy?
You really meant to ask about a Tilas Hashem sitter versus an Ashkenaz.
So are you saying that we really have not kept the hierarchy, but just the Chumash is separate?
Symbolic.
But so that's the only thing.
Right. Okay. But I know people who are very Makbid Chumash on top of Navi, on top of, school they taught us that way. And Hank, they taught us we have to be Makbid, but I'm not as firm as I used to be when I was in Hank.
I'm not 100% certain. I don't think the Briskers hold like that.
Because they probably hold everything printed as no Kedusha.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes sense. It sounds like a Brisker thing. Okay. They don't hold of things like sentimentality, you know. Chumash, can't say Chumash is sentimentally higher than those distant washes. A very non-brisk. Okay. Says Rabbi Yirmiyahu B'Sher Rabbi Zera said, Torah v'chumashim orak tanim minei. The hierarchy between a Torah and Chumash, Atana ran away from, he didn't tell us what goes on top. The truth is, it should say the Torah goes on top of Chumash, right? Chumash, Chumash Torah seems to know it, but it's not clear. The Tanya never addressed it because he himself is not sure. Perhaps Torah and Chumash are just equivalent. Kaisen Torah and Nevi'im Kachas, Divrei Rabbi Meir. You can write Torah and Nevi'im on one long scroll, even though eventually the Nevi'im will be wrapped on top of the Torah. Chacharim Reim ain't Kaisen Torah and Nevi'im Kachas, you may not. Of course, Nevi'im Ksumi Kachas, Nevi'im Ksumi you can. Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, Torah v'chumashim kedusha achasay. Torah v'chumashim are really the same kedusha. Ein oisim Torah v'chumashim. You cannot make a Torah into a chumash. You can't cut it up. I've lost in chumashim Torah, but you can make chumashim Torah, and then it's valid for laning, in fact, as well. Amar Rabbi Yisrael said, Adam ra Torah shasah chumashim kedusha asay. This tells us, since you're not allowed to turn a Torah into chumashim, if you did, it retains its kedusha as a sefer Torah, and you cannot sell it. You know, except for whatever you can sell Sefer Torah for, despite the fact that you subdivided. Roshua Rav Nachman said, "B'shem Rishon said Torah Chaserah." If a Torah which is missing parts, such as Hochu Marshu, because it's only one Chumash out of five, and Korn Bavra, I mean, now I'll claim it in public. Vatani, didn't we learn that vibracious, that in order to leave the Sefer Torah, you don't have to have full Sefer, it has to be have embraces up to the Mabu. In Vayikra Ad Vayiba Yom HaShmini, that's the first two parashios. Which is in this week's parasha. If you have that, that's sufficient. So it seems quite clear they don't need a whole Sefer Torah or a lane in public. So it says, it should be kihado. The answer is like that case of Asrikinus, Arsikinus, a certain Roman nobleman, Okir writes who liked Torah, the Tambore, and he was in the city of Sambori. Also in Shon Rabbi Yirmiyu, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, he came and asked Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Malikros B'Sefer, can you read in Sefer, which is Chotzer, which is lacking, you know, like a Chumash, but Rabbi in public. Amalon, so he said to the, they said to him, also it's forbidden. Lo do also, not that it's truly forbidden, Elamin golden, Abshen Agum, the same thing as we have by Shul stones, use not use another Shul, because since you're upset, that you can't lay from it, Inun Zazam Lachor, they'll buy themselves another Sefer Torah. So really, the reason why we don't let people lay on Chumash, it sounds like it's not Mikra Din. That's why, but even if your Sefer Torah is possible, one Chumash is kosher, that's good enough, right? But the reason why we don't let you lay out of a Chumash by itself is in order to promote, you know, to provoke you to buy a Sefer Torah, cause, or to recombine the Chumash Mea, because you'll be upset that we're not properly letting you lay from it. Okay? Says the Mora, it says whatever's left over you have to use for the, from the excess of a purchase has to be used for the same purpose as the original funds. Now we say now of course nowadays I know you'd say they pocketed, but no, this is talking about when the gaboyed stalker were sincere people, and there are even some like that today, believe it or not. Okay, so you have gaboyed stalker collected and the leftover, what's the status? So Rabbi Chiya Barbo asli l'chokeado, it's certain from here, Rabbi Chiya Barbo went l'chomets, a certain city, v'yobli p'itin, they gave money, l'mifigol yisamaya l'armalos, give out to orphans and widows. Nafak, so he went and he had extra. Pagan Rabbani gave it to the rabbis. So it's interesting, there's a big machloikus rishonim, or achronim, I should say. Was he a gabbai tzedakah? And for here is he a gabbai tzedakah if he has excess funds, is allowed to give them out to whoever he wants, that is his discretion. Or was he, in fact, not a gabbai tzedakah? And a gabbai tzedakah is really not allowed to distribute any except to the people from whom he collected. Because really, when he collected, he was zoicha for them. And Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba only was allowed to because he was not a gabbai tzedakah. So he's not a gabbai tzedakah when he collected. He wasn't zoicha for the people for whom he was collecting, but rather he was gathering funds for his own disbursement. And therefore, in fact, if he has extra, he's allowed to give to wherever he wants. And I think the latter position is more halachically reasonable. Because again, a gabbai tzedakah when he collects is if he's kinder for the yisoyim and amonos. Supposed to, if he's not a gabbai tzedakah, he's an amateur collector, so then he can do whatever he wants with it. Okay.
So if he's not a gabbai tzedakah, is he considered a shliach? Like shliach mitzvah?
No. He's not even a shliach. He's a ma'aseh. Somebody who gets people to do mitzvahs. Okay, that's all. So that's why he can change it. What about, where in such a case, ma'ushi tzorech la'afish tachteyan? The question is, in such a case where he did change the money over, does he have to now go and make a shloma to Yisayim and Amonos from his own household or not?
You can't bring a proof from the score either way what Reb Zera's status is.
Right, we can't. It's just that the Rishonim argue. Okay? Reb Zera ma'at tzorech la'afish tachleim, you have to set aside other ones instead. Reb Zera ma'at tzorech la'afish tachleim, as long as you give it to a reasonable cause, you don't have to separate others instead. Reb Yad Hashem Elezer ma'at tzorech la'afish tachleim, you don't have to separate others instead, as long as you give it to a reasonable cause. Reb Yaga Brach, Reb Yasser, Reb Elezer Shem Achia said, Kol ha-mitzvah sa'chaloni not nulugizborin. All mitzvahs, before you give it to the treasurer for that mitzvah, a rasha shosim, you may change it. You should need the legal sperm once given, however, to the treasurer, ain't at rasha shosim, you're not allowed to change it, because, again, as I said, the gizborim are already koine, the treasures are koine for the people for whom they are collecting. Okay? You cannot sell a shul which belongs to the masses to an individual. They said in Cain, you cannot sell that case from a large city, let's say a bima, to a small city. Let's say at a bima in a large shul. So it should be able to sell to a small shul. Why? Because less people will be using it. So that should be considered to be diminishing the dusha. Okay, so says Gemara, the principle I told you before. Shloshim and basic nesses, three people from the shul, a committee. See, we're concerned with committees already a long time. Kibbeis HaKnesset, they like the shul. The sheep of Neiria and the seven members of the city are Kibneiria. Says Marmana Konia, what do I buy? Him b'shekibu aleim. If the people of the shul have accepted these three people as their representatives, so why need three? I feel echad, even one guy. Even Shaloki Blalim, this is a self-appointed committee, right? So the committee of machers, right? Even Shaloki Blalim, I feel kava. How many people does it make was on the committee? 3, 7, 26. What difference does it make, right? So it says the Gemara El Kenyakim. We're talking about this bestop. We're talking about a pin, and the pin motion explains very nice. It says it's a committee, a standing committee, which is selected by the shul, but not for the purpose of specifically selling the shul. So then it depends. They were talking about a case, why need three and not one? If it's one guy, even if he's like the president, since they didn't delegate him the responsibility of selling the shul, he's not allowed to. But if it's three guys, and they delegated them like a presidium responsibility, then they're allowed to go and actually take the initiative and sell the shul. It's an interesting thing. Okay, in other words, one person does not have the same authority as three, even implicitly, right? The three automatically have more implicit authority than one.
Sounds like it's a base tip.
Right, it obviously has something to do with like the deliberations which they would have about how to do it properly. Okay? Says Manav, very interesting, Mark. Very interesting. Not in Bavli. Oh, well, maybe it is. We'll say it might be. I take that back. Ben Yer Shapaz Biracheris. I go to your shul and I pledge money and make a Misha Berach. Happens, right? I go to your shul and make a Misha Berach. So, Nois and Imoyen. I have to give it to the people that are the city. However, let's say 10 people from Beis Tfila come to Kins, down there, or anywhere, I don't know, you name it. If we all come together, then we can go back and give it to in our own place. If we're Yechidim, we're Tufel to wherever we go. But if we're at Tzibur, then we retain our character, and even though we made pledges in your shul, not that we said explicitly we're giving to Kins, right, or whatever shul, but we said we're giving Matana. I mean, give him a ton, it's our shul. Is that interesting? You can go back home and give it to your shul. Okay? So it says, what's an example of that? Rabbi Chia B'Sher Ma'onia. The people come to the marketplace in Ma'onia. Sapsala is like the benches that used to have the market. So they used to give tzedaka, they used to pledge tzedaka in public, so they used to give all when they got home to their respective places. And like this case, Rabbi Chelbo is darshin tzipori. Pasuk tamani made a pledge there. Asaboy lemeisan ochas. He wanted to come when he came back to Tveri. He wanted to give in Tveri the money. Not is so. Amarle Rabbi Yam. Rabbi said the chidiyad. You're an individual, and therefore you must pay up where you made your pledge. Not here. Okay. I also norm beisak nesses. If you made if somebody who pledged or gave as a donation a candle or a candelabra to shul, now this is talking about the Mashpiach says specifically a goy. A goy gave a candle or a candelabra to shul. So actually, nishtakeach shema b'ayli man, until the name of the owner is forgotten, you have to leave it there because of Tarki Sholem, right? Ainat Rashai Shosim Mokamar can't put him elsewhere. Nishtakeach shema b'ayli man, once it was forgotten, who gave it? At Rashai Lashayosim Mokamacher, you can put it somewhere else. Now, that of course leads to problems, especially if you don't learn the Mashpiach, it's talking about Goyim, then it's talking even about Jews. So therefore, Jews have to come with a solution, because, you know, if I give something to shul, I don't want it someday to end up in the warehouse. So we came up with this ingenious solution as Jews. What solution we come up with? We devised a special thing, which makes sure that the name is never forgotten. Do you know what the special thing we devised is?
Close.
memorial plaque.
The plaque, right. Says the Gemara, the plaque. Ah, oh, the Helika plaque. Says here, if the name of the original owner was carved upon them, so the name is never forgotten by him. Antoninus was a menorah lebeis. Antoninus was a goy. At least it's this stage made a menorah for shul. Shama Rebbe, Rebbe heard. V'amar, he said, Baruch Elokim, asher nosam leva lasos menorah. Baruch Elokim that he had that he made a menorah lebeis Agnesis. Shrei it's a boy. Ma Amar Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? Baruch Elokim or Baruch Elokeinu? In Amar Baruch Elokim, we said Baruch Elokim. Adamara, here that means the Lloyd's guy, Antoninus. Antoninus was not yet a gear. There's a gear in the light in manuscript, these guy Antoninus. Okay, it was the exact opposite. And in Amar Baruch Elokeinu, Adamara, the is guy Antoninus, that he did become a gear, and the gear in the Xavier Leiden is the Lloyd's guy Antoninus. So the truth is the question is how Baruch Elokeinu can mean my God and Antoninus' God. It's the Baruch Elokim, which just means my God and not Antoninus' God. So Baruch Elokim would be a raya that he did convert. So Baruch Elokim would be a raya that he didn't convert, right? Or you could say the exact opposite. That Baruch Elokim means our God, not his God, right? And Baruch Elokim means the God of both of us. I'm not specifying my God. So that's why there are two different yourselves into what exactly the resolution is here.
I've never heard Elokim being referred to as two gods.
What do you mean two?
Two gods.
No. That doesn't mean according to either perspective. Elokeinu either means our God to the exclusion of Antoninus' God, or our mutual God because Antoninus converted.
Our mutual God,
right. Okay? So, he didn't mean Antoninus' God, no. Even if Antoninus didn't convert, it didn't mean Antoninus' God. Okay. Rashi, it's each meaning of these guy Antoninus. This is an exact repetition of a sugi we had earlier in the Masechta. Each meaning there are those who say that there are those indications. These guy Antoninus, they became a guy. Each meaning there are those occasions. Lo, these guy Antoninus, they didn't become a guy. Roa, so for example, Roa, so Yehuda Mimin, a pachs by Yom Kippur, they saw him walking out in a torn shoe on Yom Kippur, which indicates he didn't become a guy, right? Says more much, Miami. No, we drive to that. Okay, now if you live in Miami, it's in Mikach. They're allowed to go out in public like that if it's they're dangerous to walk or they're istinuses. Antoninus saw my little Rebbe. Antoninus said to Rebbe, Mikalti at meaning Dossi and Bahamadossi was feed me from Livios in the world to come. Armelain, so he said yes. Armelain, mean Amar Pitzcha Luachaltai, you didn't let me eat from the Karm Pesach. Livyosa Mechali, you're going to let me eat from the Livyosa? Armelain, said to my Naviloch, what can I do? Uksibe, it says by the Pesach, or Elo Yochabo, no uncircumcised person can eat it. Came the Shamine Cain, once he heard this, also of a Gazar, he went and got a bris Mila. Asagabe, he came back to Rebbe. Armelain, so he said to Rebbe, Chamik Zirosisi, you got a bris. Armelain, Rebbe said, Bedidi Luis Nakultis me on me, I never look at my own bris. El Bedidach, I'm going to look at yours. Vulamini Krashmo, Nachum Ish Kodesh Kadashim, why was it an individual called Nachum Ish Kodesh Kadashim? Shlebi B'tzuras Ma'bam Yomav, he never looked at the image of a coin in his days. Hadamras teaches us if you had a brismil, these guy are Antoninus. Milan de Rabbanan, there's another words of Rabbanan, that is guy Antoninus, which also indicates it was Megayer, although here the light in manuscript has gears of the lowest guy Antoninus, I know exactly how that work. Dharm Rabbi Chiska, Rabbi Avobish, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chiska said, name Rabbi Avobish, name Rabbi Lazar, in Boyan and Gary Tzeg Lazar, the righteous converts come in the world to come, so Antoninus, Barbarosham, Antoninus will come at their head. So that also sounds like he converted. Okay? All right, the next story is really something else. We'll stop here for tonight.